Hey, John.
Hey, what's going on there, sir?
Yeah, how you doing, buddy?
I'm good. I'm good. I missed your call earlier. Sorry, I was on lunch there, playing phone tag a little bit.
Let me ask you something. What number you said you had? Another number you said?
I just updated my system here. So the other number I had was 609-608-5097.
608-5057. Oh, that's his cell number. Okay.
Okay.
That's the company. That's the company cell number. Yeah, because we always don't want to keep our main number occupied because we'll miss calls. Like, say if I'm on the phone with you in a meeting and got calls coming
yep.
together. Like,
yep, I remember. Yes, sir. Hey, business first. Yes, sir. Totally understandable.
Let me ask you a question. Tom was saying, how were you referred to us?
So actually it was through our inventory system. So our team looks out to the area, people referred us over here, and we have to make sure though, even before that, we have to make sure that our team or our company is not working with anyone that does what you guys do. It's actually a strict policy. We're not allowed to spread leads out. So that's the very first thing. Second thing is your reputation. So you guys don't have any bad reviews, negative or anything like that. And of course we want to work with a company that has a good reputation in general. So those are the main factors. Yes, sir.
We thought you were recommended by this guy, Zachary, but you weren't.
No. Yeah, I heard that name, Zachary, and I thought it was one of my guys that reached out to you from there, so that's what I was thinking. I was like, but it was really rushed, so I apologize. No,
that's
it
right.
Wasn't from a Zachary.
Gotcha. Okay,
you know me,
let's,
I'm pretty
let's,
straightforward, man. So.
Yeah, man. Absolutely. Moving forward, man.
All right, perfect. So, Mike, I just want to make sure, is there another person, someone else that we're going to put involved as an authorized user on the account? That way I can add them in there. And okay, perfect. We'll get to that. And, Mike, is it short for Michael or is it just Mike?
It doesn't matter. Wherever he's a Michael, Mike. Michael.
Okay. Well, whoever's paying for it, whoever's name is on the card, that's the name I have to put as the account holder.
Michael.
Okay. There you go.
Yep.
And then, Mike, how do you spell your last name?
R as in Robert, I, V as in Victor, E, L, L, A.
All right. Perfect. And then, so phone number that you want us to reach out to, though, if it's coming from us, not your customers, do you want me to reach out to this phone number ending with the 1909?
Reach out. Okay. You're saying customers?
No, us, not the customers.
You guys. Should I give him the second number?
Yeah.
The second number? Yeah, 609-890.
Okay.
0227.
And is that a cell phone number or is that a landline?
That's a landline.
That's a landline. Okay.
90-0227. He's doing something.
Is that me or is that you guys?
No, that's me.
Okay.
Hold on. Give me 1 second. Let me do this. 609-890-0227. Okay, there you go. Yeah, you could reach out to that number or my cell number.
Okay, perfect. And then also, here, I have so many numbers. I want to make sure I'm doing this correctly. I like to do triple checks on all of that, man. So let me make sure I put this here. And then that number there, then. Okay. And then for Google on here, I know we have everything on Google here, but I'd rather ask from you just to make sure I have everything right. We do everything by the book for that. Last thing we need is Google flagging anything. So I have the business name as State-Wide Moving Co., Inc. Is that correct?
State-Wide Moving Co., Inc. Correct.
All right. And then I have the address as 133 Broad Street, 08520. Is that right?
Correct.
All right. Beautiful. And then I remember we were going to go over meeting our team and introducing them to you, making sure that they're on the same page with you, is to go over how you want your Facebook ads to look and how often you want that promotion to be set out for us. Tomorrow, I could set that up as early as tomorrow if we wanted to. Do you have an hour window to speak with them regarding all that, though?
Yeah, first time. Okay. All right. So what was the question?
Do you have an hour window tomorrow by any chance to, our team wants to introduce themselves to you, go over how you want your Facebook ads, get the onboarding set up for you? Okay. What time works for you tomorrow, though? Early in the morning or evening, or what do you got?
Let's do tomorrow. Let's do tomorrow at 11 o'clock.
11 it is. Okay. All right. Let me put this in right now. What I'm going to do is I'm going to send you an email, and I'm going to send the same email over to our team. All you need to do is hit yes on your side, and they'll hit yes on their side to show you that they're committed to this meeting, okay? So I'm going to make sure they call this number first, just in case. And boom. And this also gives you another form of contact for me, too. Okay, best way to always reach out to me, as you can tell, like if I'm on the phone or I'm away, any reason, give me an email. I'll always be able to respond, okay?
Okay, great.
All right. All right, so I'm sending that over to you right now. Let me know once you got it. Same email, JSEO at Local Splash.
This is you're sending me over the email?
You got it, yes, sir.
So what do you send it to?
I sent it over to statewidemgmt@gmail.com. Is that a good one to send it to?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. Okay, and I'm going to put a reminder for them right now, too. I think about it. Boom.
Okay.
You got it,
Craig?
Okay.
Got
beautiful.
It.
Awesome. All you need to do is hit yes. Don't do anything further than that, though, okay?
Just hit yes.
And Mike.
Yes,
sir. And Mike, who would be the next person that I'll be putting on as an authorized user on this account?
Hold on. Let's go back. There's two yeses, he said. Which one do you hit?
When you open the email, it should be yes, no, or maybe. Just click yes, the one that says yes right there.
But there's another line that says yes, no, maybe.
Hit the first one. If it goes through, I'll see it right away anyway. Oh, I see it already. Perfect. You guys are good. All right, so, Mike, who is the other person we need to put involved on the account as well?
Tom.
Tom, okay. And the last name?
Broderick. How do you spell this one?
B-R-O-D.
B-R-O-D-E-R-I-C-K.
Perfect, okay.
Broderick.
Awesome, okay. So gentlemen, I'm going to make sure, you know, we'll set up a security question and answer. Anytime our team calls in, they're going to call from an 877 number. I'm going to give that to you, the full number, but they will always ask the security question. They will never give out the answer. I want to make sure we're keeping everything very confidential. We're not giving information out to anybody, and you know who you're talking to when we call in. Okay.
Okay.
Let me know when you're ready. I'm going to give – actually, you already have the number. It's just no extension on there. It's the 877-635-6225, that number, okay?
Okay.
And let's go over how you would like us – or actually, again, I have to go over everything by the book here. As far as your hours of operations, how would you like to be shown on Google as far as –
Hold on,
days
hold on
time?
1 second, right?
Yeah.
John, hold on.
Yeah. Sure.
When is it going? Or where's it going?
Chandeliers. I just wanted to make sure that I'm good at the job. Chandeliers, like still reading everything to the guy.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, you got to give him. Did you go over the paperwork? Wants to go over whatever. Okay, go ahead. Sorry.
Okay. All right. So far as your hours of operations on Google, I show. Let's see here. Monday through Saturday, or actually Monday through Sunday, 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. Would you like to keep that the same?
Yeah, I guess. Yeah, we'll take any work.
Okay, all right. I just want to make sure. Anytime you guys need to make a modification or if you guys need to update something, utilize our team. Okay, that's what they're there for. I want to make sure you're not having an extra headache. I want to make sure that they've taken away that stress relief on you, okay?
Okay.
And now remember, this package goes up to 50 miles out. Did you want to use all 50 miles, or did you want to hit specific areas only? Talk to me about that.
Does it matter, or if it's going to give me all the areas 50 miles out, I'm not going to take it all, you know? Is there an extra charge for it now?
No. Everything I talked to you about, all included, as promised.
Right.
All right. So, and you can always adjust it later, too. It's not like you're married to it, right?
Right.
And so preferred method of contact for your customers now. Let's go over that one. So you want the customers to reach out to the 0756 number?
Yes.
Okay. And then I'll put that there. And do you want them to email you as well or just a phone call?
Tom, you want us to email? No, I guess both. Email and phone call, right? Yeah.
If I was to give you a suggestion, I would. The more options customers have, the more likelihood them to call you or contact you, because I'll give you my crazy experience. My wife had my debit card. I had no idea she did at that time, and I needed to get a tire fixed. And straight up, I only looked on the phone to see what was going to accept me or accept Apple Pay. And so because of that, I made the choice from there too. You see what I'm saying? So those type of
right.
things make a difference. Talking about that, actually, how do you accept payment from your customers? Do you do cash only, check, Zelle, or anything
cash
like that?
Cash money or a certified check. We do Venmo, but there's a charge. Fee, and we do credit card, and there's also a fee as well.
Okay, perfect. And, of course, you're talking directly with the customer, so it's not like you guys can, you know, negotiate from there as well, too. Now, far as the website, did you want us to make sure that website's being easily found? Because I honestly like your website. I don't think we should touch it. Just put it like that.
Yeah.
Okay.
Whatever you got to do to generate more work.
Perfect. Yes, sir. Okay. And here we go. Now, let's go over the actual services. Okay. I have so much up in here. I just want to make sure, though, that I'm not missing anything. I want you to fire away. I pretty much got all the services from your website, actually. It's pretty self-explanatory.
Okay.
Yeah, I got residential moves, commercial, you got long-distance moves, packing, unpacking, I got loading, unloading, storage services. I think I said commercial moves as well, too. Is there anything else I might be missing here?
We're local, long-distance, residential, commercial, office relocations.
Oh, office relocations. Okay.
Piano and organ specialist.
Oh, get out of here. Okay.
Oh, yeah.
All right. Perfect. I'm glad I asked this stuff. Okay. All right. Now, I got all this here. I have to ask, your business is licensed and insured, is that right?
Fully licensed and insured.
Awesome. All right. Okay. So now that I got most of this here, I'm just copying and pasting. Hang in with me, okay?
It's over 30 years.
Has it been that long? 30 years?
Yep.
Time flies, huh? That's crazy.
Yep.
Amazing. Amazing, sir. Okay. And then also, I'm going to put that reminder for our team here. Okay, perfect. I think we have everything I need here. So the next part, like I said, I want to make sure well protected. It's our voice verification where everything is recorded. I'm going to ask a few questions in the beginning just to verify it. So just try to answer as clearly as possible. If you guys have any questions or concerns, hey, stop me in my tracks, ask away. That's what I'm here for, all right? But I will put the pricing in there. That way you're grandfathered in for the life of you being with us. And I'll even tell you under the recording how to go ahead and go about parting ways if that was the case in the future as well, too. Like I said, there's no cancellation fees or setup or anything like that, okay? Just want to make sure. All right, I want to make sure I keep to my promises here. And then I'm going to hit record. Okay, here we go. Welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This call will be recorded for quality assurance to outline the service agreement with Local Splash and is an added form of protection for you. To ensure the accuracy of your order, please state the name of your business.
Statewide Moving Company Incorporated.
Perfect. Please state your name and title within the business.
Michael Ravella, president.
Awesome. And of course, you're authorized to enter on this agreement on behalf of the business, right?
Correct, yes.
Perfect. And of course, you're an authorized user on the billing of this account as well, correct?
Yes.
All right, awesome. To get results as fast as possible, like I said, it's very important you're actively involved in your campaign. As a result of increased visibility, please be advised you may receive calls from third-party vendors unrelated to Local Splash. Now, I'm going to put pause on here, Mike. That's why we're going to set up that security question and answer. I want to make sure we're not falling for anything. We're not giving your information out to anybody. It'll only be you and Tom, okay?
Okay.
All right, I'll continue here. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from Local Splash?
Can you repeat that question?
All right. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from Local Splash?
Yes.
All right. Last question. In hiring Local Splash as a certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement? So I'll rephrase. Anytime you guys need us to update, promote, or change out, please give us your best efforts of letting us know because we cannot read your mind. If you guys need to change something up on your Facebook or change a color, whatever it is, let our team know so that way they can do that for you. Okay? So that's pretty much what that's talking about there. Okay. So continue here. Your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged today on October 5th and the non-refundable amount of only $249. This will be recurring payment. When the second payment is completed, your agreement will automatically renew each month on the same day of the 5th of every month in the same amount of $249. You may discontinue your agreement at any time by contacting our client support at the 877 number. To prevent charges for your next month of service, contact client support at least 3 business days before your next billing cycle is due. Do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
All right, beautiful. As promised, we'll put everything in there just like I said, okay, Mike? I like to keep my word on all of this. So, next part is the security question. Make sure you let Tom know as well whatever answer you guys come up with on this because I don't want you guys locked out of your own account. So, we have 3 choices. You make up any answer you want. We have mother's maiden name, city you were born in, or your first pet's name.
City I was born in.
City you were born in. Okay. And what would that answer be?
New Brunswick.
Okay. And I'm horrible with spelling Brunswick here, man. So B-R-U-N-S-W-I-K.
And yes.
Okay. Sorry, I always have to double check on that one, man. All right.
B-R-U-N-S-W-I-C-K.
Yes, sir. Gotcha. All right. Perfect. For the first time in my life, I'm spelling something correct here. All right. And right. The next part on this, on the card that we're using today, is it just your first full name, Michael, and then last name, or is there a middle initial as well?
Michael Ravella.
Okay. Perfect. Right, let me go ahead and put this in. And I'm assuming it's to the same billing address, am I right? At the 133 Broad?
Correct.
Okay. And what kind of payment method are we using today? Is it Master, Visa, American Express, or Discover?
American Express.
Okay. And then making sure here. Now, for security purposes, I'm not going to repeat the numbers out loud. I'm ready for the card number when you are.
It's 3727.
Mm-hmm.
271. Okay. 944. 27009.
Perfect. And the expiration date on that?
0628.
Okay. And last but not least, the security code.
Seven one three one.
All right, perfect. Now, before I process this payment, now you know I wasn't lying to you. I've got you at a really good discounted rate. I want to hit refresh a few times just to make sure it stays like that for the life of you being with us. All right, so I'm gonna hit refresh again, and here we go. Okay, I'm going to go ahead and process the payment for only $249. Make sure, Mike, stay on the phone with me. I want to keep to my end of my deal here. I want to make sure you see your invoice through text and through email. So whichever comes first, I'll go ahead and direct you how you can see the breakdown of everything I promised, okay? So let me know. Or actually, I'll let you know. I just went through on my end here. Let me know once you receive whichever first. The text will go to the 1909 number, just letting you know on that, though.
No, didn't get anything yet.
Okay, hang tight on that one. No email either?
Can you look at the email, Tom? His email just came in.
Okay.
Okay, I got the text as well.
Perfect. Okay, it's going to lead you to both same spots. So if you want to do it on the text, you can look at it through there, or you can go in the email where it says initial invoice. There's a spot we need to go ahead and just hit on the link. It says accept subscription terms. Do you see something like that?
I certify that I am the authorized holder and sign. Is that one?
You got it. Yes, sir.
Okay, and then sign it?
Yes, you're going to click that checkbox, and then you're going to – it's not a signature. It's just to type in your first and last name.
I got it. Done? Okay. Hold on 1 second. Hold on
1 second. I just said ask me for a password.
Well, let me do it.
No, that's good. That's exactly where that is. So, Mike, so you guys don't have one yet. Tomorrow when our team calls you from the 877 number, they will go over how to go ahead and process of that, because that's what I was telling you about, to keep traffic or keep track of all your traffic for your website, for all everything. It's going to be your next best friend. Please keep track of it. I'm telling you that some customers, you might miss a phone call or something, and you may not see on your end, but it will show on there from Google stuff. Okay. I want to make sure there's.
Again, yeah. I don't want to put the cart before the horse. I want someone to go over this with me and show it.
Yes. And that's what I was saying. So tomorrow, that's why I'm not going to give you the login and password today. Tomorrow, they're going to do that with you so that way they can show you everything. Okay. Like I said, I keep to my promises on that, man. All right.
Yep.
All right, perfect. So, I got to say, like I told you before, you know, congratulations and welcome to the family. All right, you guys. So, please make sure Tom knows this. Oh, go ahead.
I want to see proof in the pudding. I want to see proof in the pudding. I want to see some results.
Yes, sir. We're a results-driven company. So, we're going to be on the same page with this, man. We really are.
Okay.
Okay. Yes, sir. Tomorrow, very important phone call. So, don't forget.
No. Well, 11 o'clock.
Yes, sir. If they call, like, 10-minute buffer on there, that's all right, but they will be calling within that time frame to make sure to go over everything with you. All right? I may call in with them just to introduce you guys, but if I get stuck on a call like before here, they will still give you a call to go over everything, and they will ask that security question, too. Okay?
Okay.
All right, Tom. All right, Mike, Tom.
Yep.
It's a pleasure, you guys. Did you have any questions for me before I let you go, then?
Not right now. We'll see what tomorrow brings.
Yes, sir. I'm pumped about it. Seriously. Thanks for giving us that 1% trust here, Mike. We're going to earn the rest of it, okay?
All right. Thanks.
Bye-bye. All right. Bye-bye.